live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So it's 2:30 and I'd like to welcome my guest, Cliff Gibson. Good afternoon, Cliff.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Lovely to speak to you. Now, you are the owner of Snuggeries, and this is a new venture for you, designing and building eco-friendly garden rooms. However, you've got quite a lot of experience in this area from your new key homes. Do you want to sort of give us a little bit of the background and how you came to sort of decide on Snuggeries?
Absolutely. So we started New Key Homes around about three years ago. So we build one-off properties, houses. And Snuggeries, I think the journey for Snuggeries started about a year ago when I was actually looking to build a home office and a gym myself. And after much frustration of looking around at the market, decided there was a business opportunity there. So approached a business partner that we've now set up, Alex Hughes from Snuggeries, from Shifty's Community. That was the beginning of the journey around about 12 months ago.
So you started to do this, and they're kind of bespoke, aren't they? Designed, you go around and design. The idea originally, anyway, was that you went round and you talked to your clients, you kind of built it. It was, you know, premier product, and then you would build this in their garden or wherever you thought they wanted it. And obviously, with the current pandemic, I think you were due to launch in April, weren't you?
You've had to
sort of switch things around a bit.
Absolutely. We had a whole Snugs on Tour marketing campaign already. We've been speaking to local businesses about presenting to their employees. We've been looking at village shows and networking events. So we were all ready to go in April, and then suddenly, of course, we were hit with the lockdown, and we had to make quite a shift in our strategy.
So what made you decide that you were going to go ahead anyway?
I think we still have to plough ahead. I think, as you said with your D Ream song earlier, I think things will only get better. So we're hoping that right now, let's focus on the awareness of what we can do with the brand. We've already built several, and we've got very happy customers. So we decided to go ahead. We launched on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and LinkedIn, 8 o'clock one evening, all at the same time, which was a little stressful, to say the least. But it all worked very well. And now it's just about, you know, growing the brand and engaging with customers.
Now, I do believe, though, that you are doing some virtual designs for customers, should people be interested while they're in lockdown, that they, you know, they've got a lot of people living in their room and their houses, because I think people have suddenly gained their extended family back again. I know we certainly have. Looking for a bit of room. You are doing consultations virtually, aren't you? And you are building these through the lockdown, you know, with the social distancing, you know, in mind.
Absolutely, yes, we are. So we've managed to take our whole sales process online. So we've got the guys in place that are having consultations with customers. We're able to really get the customer to go out and measure their garden, take some photos, send it to us. We're going back with some ideas. We've called it Snugspiration. We like to try and inspire our customers to think a bit more beyond the standard box. We're going back. We're quoting. And I think we're having some orders come in, which is really good.
That's great. And could you give me an example of some of the, some of the uses that people are asking for, and maybe some of the more unusual requests you've had?
Yeah, so right now we've got people, I guess, doing the typical, they're working from home, they've got the kids in there, they've got a gym in there. We've got a golf simulator in one.
Pardon? So you've got a golf simulator?
An indoor golf simulator. So we've had to build a higher ceiling so we don't knock the lights out with the golf club. So that's pretty cool to see that one. And we're quoting for a customer at the moment to build one, actually a outdoor swimming pool and the snug to go over the pool as well. So we're working on that. So hopefully we'll get that business. That's quite exciting project.
Yeah, so you're literally looking at all extremes, because I noticed you also do like effectively a granny annex you can do, or like you said, a playroom or a den for kids, or even like your working from home studio. I'd quite like one of them for my radio studio. Would be rather nice. I'm just thinking now.
We could do acoustic soundproofing in there as well, so it'd be perfect for the radio setup.
Oh, that sounds very tempting. could you tell us if people want to get in touch with you, how they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so everything's on our website, snuggeries.co.uk. So we're also on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn as well. So we can pretty much be found on any platform. But yeah, just search for Snuggeries and hopefully you'll find us.
That's brilliant. And you are Cambridge-based, aren't you? So anyone in this area, you should be easy to get to. And as you say, you've sourced products that are still supplies that are still available for building these things.
Yes, absolutely. So we try and use local products if we can. We are based in Cambridge and primarily serving Cambridge and the surrounding counties. But we've also got build teams set up in Nottingham, in Wales. So we've got a few different teams regionally as well that we're ready to go with.
And as you just before we go, you just mentioned that if people had an idea but they're not quite sure what they wanted, you're happy to talk them through and give them some ideas, because, you know, I think sometimes it's a bit overwhelming, isn't it? Thinking, I don't know what I want really, and what you think you want might not be what's actually you do want, if you see what I mean. You've got the experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the hardest thing is it's when you say it's bespoke, it's too easy to say, well, okay, I can have anything. But actually, we try and get the customer to tell us about what is it they really want to use it for. How do they see themselves using it on a day-in, day-out basis? And we can help them then explore that idea and see how it fits within their garden.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much for that. And good luck with that venture. It sounds really exciting. And I think I'll certainly be looking into that for if I'm working from home with the home studio for much longer. Thank you very much, Cliff. Take care.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
Bye. Cambridge 105 Radio.